Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Turn on mic 4.
It's on. Talk.
Mic 4 actually works this time.
Yes, it actually works
You're
this time.
You're actually hearing my voice now.
I believe so.
It doesn't sound like this.
I don't think so. It You're coming. Like the this. Audio waves are coming in. Melissa, talk.
Hey,
we're going to have the most laid back pod today. Well, look at Melissa and I.
You
we
guys
are
laid back.
Up.
I am sitting upright because I want to talk about something serious, you guys.
Hey, but Melissa and I, we're going to keep our feet up because we're going to be like two cool parents in the 80s. Talk to us about drugs, man.
What? Okay.
Melissa, say
it works for me.
Say the same thing. Talk about drugs.
Let's talk about drugs, man.
No, we're not talking about drugs, but we are talking about something that can. That is directly related.
Wrap it to me, homie.
Death.
Oh, great. Oh. We're going to have a podcast. We're really going to have a podcast about death.
Yeah, I think we are. Because we've covered pretty much every topic under the sun except for death.
Is this the death of our podcast? Sorry,
it might be.
Going.
People are asking. People are asking. Why? The reason I bring this up is because literally moments before we came on this podcast, none other than Jerry Springer passed away.
I know. I saw the breaking news on my phone. He's only 79.
What a buzzkill. Like, just an overall bummer. I loved Jerry Springer.
I actually liked him. I didn't really like his show.
I didn't watch his show that much.
But I loved him when he was on Dancing with the Stars.
Just a good... It's like, what is he known for?
Yeah, that's why I laugh. So you're like, you know that Jerry. That's what I wanted to say. Jerry Springer, Dancing with the Stars contestant, passes away today.
he was such a cool dude because I remember had like minor run-ins with like booking him in radio once or twice. Always the nicest. Always willing to to hop on. And then also, I had a chance to go to the game show Baggage that he hosted.
You brought this up to me. I don't think I remember that game show.
So it was like a dating game show where in each round, if it's like three men and a woman's choosing between the three men, they would each open their baggage and it would reveal a fact. And each fact would get more and more ridiculous, but it's a true thing about them. And she would eliminate them based off of the baggage that they're bringing into the relationship.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Is actually it's so addictive. It is such a good show.
Did you purposely go to this, or was it you stumbled into it?
We were,
because I don't remember it.
We were literally on Hollywood Boulevard, out in front of the Man's Chinese Theater, and someone said, "Hey, you guys want to go to a TV show?"
Which,
real shady.
What?
Real shady. And we were like, sure. And he's like, hop in this van.
You guys
really?
Learned no, we did not nothing know. From all those promotional videos as kids.
No, yeah, no. He was like, you guys want to go to a TV show? And we're like, we're in Hollywood. Yeah, we're going to be stars. And it was just me and a bunch of college buddies. We drove out for spring break. And so we went, and it ended up being hosted by Jerry Springer. And we were like,
and you didn't know that at first?
I can't remember if he sold it to us like as that or not. Maybe he saw college age dudes and we're like, oh, you guys would love Jerry Springer. So maybe he did, but we show up and we're like, oh my gosh, this is unbelievable. And Jerry came out into the crowd after the show and like met everyone individually and took photos with us and was the nicest human on earth.
And he
didn't have to be.
No, I know. I feel like that's the vibe. Never met him, of course, so you have that firsthand experience. But that's the vibe I got from him. Very humble guy on Dancing with the Stars, right? I'm not even joking. He was like one of my all-time favorites, which is why I remember that. And I always wanted him to win. He just wasn't coordinated enough actually win the disco ball.
I remember season. I was rooting for him hard, too.
It's mirror ball.
What'd she say? Disco ball?
It's like a disco ball.
Yep. It should be a disco ball is what they win because it's dancing.
Let's put some respect on Dancing with the Stars
trophy. All right,
trophy.
The mirror ball.
It is a mirror ball. We just lost Len.
And that's another great point. So I guess my question I want to ask, guys, is like, what's the celebrity death that affected you the most?
Because
I've got one. And haunts me to this day.
I got Chris Farley.
I remember hearing that as a kid.
Yeah, not only did I love him, fat guy in a little coat, you know, he did that skit on SNL where he was like the
Chippendales dancer.
Bob Odenkirk hates that sketch. Have you ever heard that story?
No.
He wrote that sketch and he thinks that sketch was the downfall of Chris Farley.
Really?
And mentally, he thinks that sketch ruins Chris Farley because he didn't think the laughs were coming from a right place. It was only he's getting laughs because he's fat. And he had such a sensitive mindset that he thinks it like tweaked Chris Farley to be like, I got to be the fat guy. And like,
I'm not
going to
argue that. That's his opinion. But I mean, the way he danced was funny. It wasn't just that.
I love that sketch.
The way he sold it, which was hilarious.
It was just, that's what he always claims. You know? But sorry. Keep
that's interesting. Well, and you know, he died in Chicago.
Mm-hmm. The Hancock
Hotel. Yes. In
Chicago. Wait, really? I did not know that.
Yeah, he did. And I remember when it happened and that he was here, like I was devastated by it. Cause I mean, you know, I do love comedians, you know, and he was like, he was always like one of my favorites.
Did he die? He died in the Hancock Tower?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
No joke.
He was here in Chicago. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wait, like, did he have an apartment there?
No, I think he was here.
Just sightseeing?
I don't know if he was visiting or doing shows now. I can't remember.
Yeah. Well, did he come up through Second City?
Yes.
Yeah, he did, didn't he? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he grew up in Milwaukee. I mean, he's from the Milwaukee area.
Yeah.
What's yours? What's the death that ruined you?
Ooh. It was the summer of 2009. July.
Hold on. Let me guess. Michael Jackson?
That one did affect me a lot, but that's not
my
answer.
Who it is. What's his name?
I have no idea.
I know who it is, but I can't think of his last name.
How about a hint without saying it? Can you give a hint other than the year?
Here's how to order.
Billy. What's his last name, though?
Billy Mays.
Billy Mays. I knew it.
Oh.
2009.
I started thinking of all the Billies I know. Billy Corgan, Billie Eilish. Nope, neither of them are dead.
Just two Billies? Oh, wait, didn't we do that? We did that with Low Cash at the CMAs.
We did.
We tried to name as many Billies as we could, and we got like two in, and we were like, we're out. We're out of Billies.
We need to do that again, by the way. That was really fun.
The Blue Power Ranger, I remember his name was Billy.
I went dressed as a Blue Power Ranger for Halloween as a kid.
The Blue Power Ranger was the nerdiest of the
Power Rangers. Which is like, I look back at that, I'm like, we couldn't have.
Why did you not go red?
I think that kind of was like what sparked me into my life now of just self deprecation and not being confident. Out of all the costumes, my mom was like, yeah, let's pick the nerd.
I love the black Ranger. He turned into a woolly mammoth.
That was dope. Yeah. I loved Power Rangers.
Also, Power Rangers, low-key, kind of like...
Racist?
Yeah.
Yep.
Was it?
Well, okay, so let's just go through the colors real quick, all right?
Wow, we are all over the place, but I'll take it. I want to know.
Red was the main, like, Jason. He was the main Power Ranger, okay? White dude. Pink was the main girl.
Kimberly?
Kimberly.
Had a crush on her. Good call.
Yeah. Every guy had a crush on Kimberly. Like Jessica Rabbit. Every guy had a crush on her.
Just like Bubbles from Powderpuff Girls. What? Keep going.
What? Okay.
Yeah, keep going. No, everybody acknowledged
we'll dig
it.
Into that a little bit later. The yellow one was played by an Asian actress. Okay. The black one played by a black actor.
Oh, come on.
And the blue one was, well, the blue one was just a nerdy dude.
It's actually one of the characters from Blue Dabu.
Could that have just been coincidence?
I don't know. I don't know.
Maybe that was just coincidence.
It feels a little too on the nose.
Yeah, I feel like.
Like of all the colors.
I feel like somebody could have, you know.
Like why not an orange? Why is there not an orange ranger?
Why is there not a purple ranger?
Right?
A
little too
know.
On the nose, Mel.
I mean, okay.
Like they instead of doing different colors of the rainbow, they literally went with black for the black character. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I
don't let any of these facts be lost in the fact that Kyle, you had a crush on one of the Powderpuff Girls.
I was in second grade, dude.
They were like literally cartoon. Like I don't even know if you can call them.
First of all, it wasn't like she was my number one. Baby Spice was my number one.
Well, okay. I was a sporty Spice Girl.
I like myself. Ginger. Ginger's the best.
And then it was I'm laughing because I was like, it was her, and then I was like, the Bubbles, and then I was like, man, I really had a thing for blondes. Really got me to my wife eventually down the road. But no, I also like Topanga.
Topanga. You know, yeah.
Every guy liked
Topanga
her,
was cliche.
Right?
Yeah.
Topanga was cliche. And then Kimberly from the Power Rangers.
Sure.
Yeah. Those are my my Mount Rushmore.
My first celebrity crush.
Ooh.
And this was even before I admitted to liking girls.
Yeah.
I was like that young. Was Anna Chlumsky, was the actress's name from My Girl.
The main girl from My Girl.
From the movie.
I had a dream one night that she, and before I even realized I like girls, but I had a dream one night that she was my girlfriend.
Oh.
And I woke up the next morning and I was like, that was a cool feeling. I was like, maybe I like girls.
Okay.
That was 5 years ago.
Yeah, right, right. Then I got married the next year. Yeah, no, I was like, maybe I do like girls, but I didn't want to admit it to anyone, you know?
Well, you were still little and figuring things out.
And then my first crush, Alison Renfro. Fourth grade. She's not a celebrity or anything.
I was going to say, I don't know who that is.
She was just in
my
grade.
No, let him finish the story. She wasn't a celebrity then.
We went and saw Star Wars. Yeah, right, right.
Oh,
but then
no.
She grew up and she ended up a country music star.
Famous friends that we have never heard of.
Austin has a knack. For starting stories, I don't know if we've talked about this on the pod before.
We have not.
Austin has a knack for telling Melissa and I stories, and they're very nice stories of him growing up.
Sometimes our celebrity guests, he tells them stories too.
Well, that was it. Is every story, not every, but I would say 75% of stories are, hey, I grew up with this guy. Oh, now that guy is touring with Lady A. Or, yeah, that guy and I, we used to hang out in high school. Now he's one of the Titans head coaches.
Yeah. Oh, I worked at a clothing store.
The Bears assistant coach, I went to high school with him.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, that's true. He used to work for the Titans. I know he used to work for the Titans.
Then he got a job with the Bears.
But
he's
then
assistant offensive line coach.
You had your out of the gate. When I first met you was the working at the clothing store with Russell Dickerson, country singer.
Yeah.
So there's a few there.
The Trisha Yearwood's house was in my neighborhood growing up.
I have a question about that.
Yeah.
Were people always driving by
and trying
to take pictures?
No. Well, there would be these tour buses.
Or parking there.
They're like tour bus parks?
Not tour bus,
but like one of those like those church buses. Do you know what I'm talking about? Those like white ones where it's like two or three steps up and then like there's like actual seats, like rows of seats in the bus. I literally just described every bus ever.
You know a bus where you can fit like people two to a seat?
Basically it's a white bus.
There's like a door that opens up that kind of pushes
in. The front of it is like a van.
You have to take a couple steps down.
The front of it looks like a van. But then the back of it is a bus, you know, if that makes sense.
And then the driver's up front, but no right. one can really sit up front with right. the driver. You got to sit behind him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And he's got a handle that opens the door.
And there is a line on the ground. If you cross the line, he's going to get upset with you. But yeah, you know, those type of things.
Okay. So those type of buses would do like, would be like tour buses like through Nashville, and they would take you to the stars' homes.
That's cool.
And there would always be, and it was Trisha's house was like on a busy, busy street. And these buses would go and they'd slow down on the street. And it took years for them to eventually widen that street.
Okay.
But it was like a 2-lane street for how busy it was. And they would just like, and they would like slow up traffic because they'd slow down right in front of Trisha's house. And it's not like you could go in or like see, like you're literally just looking out a window at her home through the, like, and she had a gate around her yard and everything.
Haley did one of those in L.A.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Very similar to the ones in L.A.
We were in L.A. for like, see my the best homes friend's wedding. Yeah, and me and my best friend, one of my other best friends, Joe, were in the wedding. And Haley and Joe's wife were like, well, we have nothing to do all day before the wedding. So they did like a bunch of touristy things. And that was one of the things they signed up for, was to drive around. But I don't think they saw anyone good, they said. They were just like, it was fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
You never really see the big names.
No.
That's so funny. That reminded me of a story, since we like to go all over the place, of talking once to Zac Efron, who said that there was one of those LA tour buses driving down the street. Uh-huh. And there were a bunch of, and he was in the car driving too. And so the bus pulls up next to his car, and all the soccer moms on the bus realize it's Zac Efron, and they roll down the window screaming for him.
Oh my God.
And at this time, he was only like, you know, 25 years old. And he's like, oh my God, there's all these soccer moms yelling at Zac Efron, I love you.
Oh my God.
And he's like, okay, you know, and it's a 25-year-old guy.
That's so funny.
Oh
man. Zach. Gotta get your head in the game.
I love that guy, though.
I performed my sophomore year of high school in Mr. LHS. Me and my buddy performed a song from High School Musical. He dressed up as a girl. I stayed a guy. He won. He won our class that year.
Really?
Yeah, we did. Is it Always Right Beside Me? Is that the song?
From High School Musical? I know two songs from High School Musical, and it's Get Your Head in the Game and the We're All in This Together, Everyone, and it's out, and it's out, and it's
in. We were coming back from Disney our sophomore year, because every other year Larkin High School's band would go down to Disney World and perform. Not a big deal. Pretty dope. Just kind of a dope thing about my life. Thank you for asking. And we were coming back, and how Mr. LHS, a male beauty pageant, which obviously the reason I'm in it, male beauty pageant.
Sure,
sense.
Right.
You have to have talent, and you have to try out your talent like at a certain time, and the cutoff for tryouts was, I think, like the Monday or Tuesday after we got back from spring break. And we're driving back from Disney, and everybody wanted to watch High School Musical because it had just come out, and so it's playing, and that song came on, and Chase just turned around and was like, should we? And I was like, absolutely, but I'm not dressing up as a girl. So he dressed up as the girl, we killed it, and then he won for our class that year.
Dang. So. Wait, I thought you were Mr. LHS.
I was, my senior year. I was the official king. So every year, it was like freshman, they do all four classes. So freshman, sophomore, junior, senior.
Hmm.
And freshman is, it's like, it goes like Duke, Prince, King. I forget what the other one, there's like one also there.
Popper.
Hardly know her. No, I can't remember, but there is one. So I won my freshman year. Chase won sophomore and junior year, and I won senior year. And that's the big one. That's the king. That's, you get your name on a plaque in the school. I don't know if it's still there.
I'm surprised you haven't gone back to see if you're still hanging on the wall.
I had a friend who, I forgot what her job was, but she had to go to Larkin High School once. She isn't a teacher. She had to like go there to help with like some testing thing. And I told her, I'm like, see if you can find my plaque. But I know they had originally misspelled my last name. Because I went back, like, not the following year. I think it was, like, right before I graduated, they, like, showed me. And I'm like, yeah, that's not how you spell my last name. They're like, which is funny, because my brother won the second ever Mr. LHS. So I'm like, you couldn't have just referenced
just looked,
that.
Yeah, yeah, just looked at
right
that
right there. But I wonder if it's still there, because I also wonder. This is I've always wondered if Mr. LHS still happens, because I have no connections to that school anymore. My mom doesn't live in Elgin anymore, so it's like I want to creepily ask Larkin High School if I can be a judge.
oh my!
That's funny.
Wait, do they have people out of the school judging?
I did. That's what
it
I don't.
Like
it,
the
used to,
actually
it used to just
judge.
Be teachers. Teachers would judge.
That's creepy. Teachers are judging which kid's the best looking?
No, it's like a joke male beauty pageant. We call it a male beauty pageant, but it's literally like a like I want it, Mel. I'm not attractive. Like,
hey, Trevor, it's your math teacher, Mr. Elber.
That's what I thought was
happening. Why don't you spin around for me?
No, you do like a you do.
Why don't
like
you flash
a
me a smile, there, Trevor?
You do a talent. There's like a big group dance that everybody had to learn. Killed it on my dance. That was the year Single Ladies came out.
All the single ladies, all the single ladies.
I'll show you guys. I know somebody posted on YouTube. I can go find it for you guys.
The
and then there's like a question and answer segment, and yeah, I won. Thanks for asking, guys.
This whole time, I thought this was like, how good looking are you, like legit?
Like
just
a legit, just based off of
time,
good looks,
I've
and you thought he won?
Yeah.
So like, how ugly did you think Larkin, the rest of Larkin High School was?
Yeah, who the heck is he thought, competing against? Who's the Ugga?
Yeah,
who's the runner up?
It must have been like a farming school.
I just thought, wow, he must have used to be a cute kid.
He was going up against the animals.
Must have and used to be. Yeah. Hey, wait a minute.
Oh my gosh. Well, I just want to say, have you two now noticed that Austin, you are always or frequently bragging about Austin's famous friend?
I don't brag about him. They just come up. I never name drop just a name drop. Do I or do I?
I don't know. There. It's never like a, hey, like, let me tell you this random story. Oh, that guy's. It always relates. It's just so funny to me. Because it's like, it's almost like you wake up and you're like, all right,
who do I
can
know?
I?
But it's like, it's not like I know,
right,
like,
so I know other than Jan maybe, from second grade, maybe I pitch a topic about like fruit fights in the cafeteria and then see if I can bring that story up.
Other than like Russell Dickerson, there's no like direct, like even like close to being A-lister. It's always like, oh yeah, my buddy was the editor of Avenger. Oh, no. Literally a
shut
buddy of mine.
Up.
Here
shut
it comes.
Up.
Here
yeah, this
it
is
comes.
How this happens. If you're listening at home,
here
this is how it happens.
No, this is an example. This is a prime
God.
Example.
A weird example.
He's not famous. He's not famous.
Oh, my God.
He's my buddy, John Michael Morse, who used to date Lainey Wilson. That same
here
John
we go. Here we it's go. Coming. There's
here
one of the name
go.
Drops. Dating Lainey Wilson.
I hate you guys so much. I hate you so much.
Okay.
So he was in the movie Avengers, was it Infinity War?
Okay.
When they go back in time and you see, who's Michael Douglas's character from Ant-Man? Dr.
Yeah, whatever his
something.
Name. Yeah. Is he the young Michael Douglas?
He's the young Michael Douglas, but it's Michael Douglas's face superimposed on his face, so you would never know.
That's actually kind
of
funny.
Oh my God, that is weird.
But
also,
but he is in. So he was in Infinity
even
War.
Choose the guy who does that. It doesn't even matter what he looks like.
Went down to Atlanta for like weeks of shooting, and then came back and literally had to like keep his lips sealed about like what he knew about Avengers because
sure, of
NDAs
course they don't want
everything.
It coming out or anything leaked about
right.
it.
And
yeah,
so he yeah, and then and his names are in the credits, like young whatever the doctor's name is.
Austin's famous
Miss friends that we have never heard of.
Oh my gosh.
But then the other thing is I cannot time. Tell you. And I mean, and when I say that I love both of you, I really truly mean it.
She always says this right before she makes fun of us.
Yeah.
This is true.
Like, yeah.
There is, wait, I preface it. I preface it because, like, I, excuse me.
Oh my
me.
Goodness. Are you, speaking of death.
That's because of allergies. But
the one time she makes sure she's right on mic is when she clears her throat.
Exactly. But I never had brothers, and I always wished growing up that I would have had brothers.
And now you're not wishing that? Like after a year of working with you guys?
I get it.
No, but I feel like you guys have kind of stepped into this brother role, mm-hmm. and like it's a learning experience for me. So it's been like, and I'm still learning and trying to figure out like how to be a man. You know what I mean? Because when you don't grow up with boys and you only grow up with girls, you're always talking about makeup and hair and clothes,
yeah, right.
and you're sharing shoes, mm-hmm. and you're fighting for bathroom time and all that stuff. So this has been a really good experience for me. So first of all, thank you both for being my bros.
Well, and just know you don't have to become a man. You're great at being a woman.
Yeah, you're
In fact, I think you're an awesome woman.
Out of everybody here,
stay a woman.
Out of everybody here, you're a top three woman in the room.
You are definitely a top three woman.
I would say it.
Yeah, without question.
Oh, you know what? At this point in time in my life, I'll just take it.
Yeah. You're definitely on the Mount Rushmore of women of this show.
Okay. And but it's so funny because it's like you two crack me up in the sense of always going back to like the same, men do this thing, the same stories or the same jokes or remembering. You guys do this thing where you go back and you remember the good old days.
Oh, yeah.
You know what mm-hmm. I mean?
Well, I topped out in high school, so.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever.
When you peak in high school, it's kind of hard not to.
Yeah.
So it's like, so Kyle, you always, and since you've been here for a year, which I also do truly find it hilarious.
You also forgot that you thought I started like September of last year.
Yeah, I like couldn't remember the date.
You were very thrown off when I brought up like, yeah, you know, I started in June. You're like, no, you didn't. Yeah.
I didn't think it was.
It's like, I think I remember.
Yeah,
that.
Right.
I know. I did think it was in, why September, I don't know, because you were at Windy City Smokeout. But
I just came for 1 week and left.
Yeah.
But I think I was confused because you kept going back to Washington, D.C. over and over again for your dental appointments.
Yeah.
You were kind of here, kind of not.
That's a good point. Yeah. So technically, he kind of did start in September.
He kind of did. Or his weddings, all his weddings he was invited to.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, okay. How many vacations have we all taken this year? Huh? Yeah, that's right. I'm here every day.
But I think it's funny because these stories that come from you guys about like remembering all your past and sort of celebrating all your past. And I like going back and thinking about that stuff too, but it is such a man thing. Like as a female here to sit back and watch like all the stories that you guys go back and sort of remember. And I feel like my boyfriend does that. It goes back to all his like college days.
It might be a guy girl
that
Mare gets on me all the time for bringing up
famous friends.
No, mostly yeah. Mostly high school football. Because, like, my family will talk about my high school football days all the time because it was like, and I think it's just because you invest so much time mm-hmm. into it. Because, mm-hmm. like,
I find it fascinating.
Everyone I know who plays football, Jim's the same way. When Jim and I were at Elfed Up that night, when you were, like, you went to the bathroom or you were, like, boxing stuff up or something.
Oh, I was talking to people up in the front,
Jim and I sat and talked about football in high school and college for the entire time. And that's the thing. It's like I know for sure football. I didn't really play basketball or baseball, so I can't speak to those sports. But for everyone, every guy that played football growing up can tell you all about his high school days or like his football career.
Then what is it about?
It just sticks
about
with
football?
You. And I think it's because you work year round for literally 48 minutes of actual game time every Friday night and only 10 games a season plus playoffs. Like,
okay.
So it's like you work, your whole life focuses around just those like games, which are few and far between. And then like you just think about them nonstop the rest of your life.
Well, I feel like but then I go back and I think to myself, haven't you done anything else from high school or college
that you
reminisce about, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, always going back to that. It's just funny because you guys also always go back to like either college or high school, Elgin High School. And I just
He didn't go to Elgin.
Elgin sucks. Larkin forever.
Larkin.
Well, it's in Elgin.
Wow.
And it is a high school.
There is an Elgin
High
School.
So it was
sucks.
An Elgin High
Muck
School.
Muck the Faroons, as we like to say. Royals are the best,
oh
baby.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway. Also, Ernie Banks. That death really affected
me. Yeah. Let's play two. Here's how to order.
Sham wow.
No, I don't even think I think that guy's still alive.
No, what's
he bit a prostitute's face.
That's what that guy did.
Yeah.
Oh, he did?
Yeah,
he
went
that.
To jail. Sham wow. Yeah, more like sham. Oh my gosh.
No kidding.
Sham, oh my god. Sham wow, what are you doing?
Yeah. Wow, dude. Wow. You know, sham wow. Okay.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.